Although most people think that the tablet was a recent invention, it was actually invented by Ben Franklin, who created his own tablet. Ben Franklin's tablet was large, about 3 feet long and 2.5 feet wide. The backing was made of wood panels that were nailed together. Rather than a touchscreen, the original tablet belonging to Ben had buttons made of glass. He decorated the sides of his tablet with strings of hemp that were woven together. Instead of a simple home button that most tablets have nowadays, Ben's tablet had different buttons that had specific functions. For example, Ben had the ability to control the amount of electricity being transmitted from different devices. This allowed him to keep track of what objects were using more electricity than others. Ben kept his tablet hidden away so that no one would find out about his invention. He only wanted to use it for his personal studies of electricity.
The tablet was first made by Ben Franklin in March 18, 1770. It was a rather windy yet sunny day in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Ben Franklin had been tinkering with electricity and he screamed, "Eureka!" Along with discovering electricity, he discovered the tablet. Of course, it was primitive as compared to our modern standards, but it got the job done. Of course, he used it in his studies of electricity and how it is the most interesting thing in the world. His first attempts at using it caused the older tablets to burn up because parts of it were made of wood. What he would do is he would take a kite and connect the tablet during large thunderstorms, lightning storms. As soon as he continued to invent and create new tablets, he discovered that when the wood was lacquered, it was less capable of burning up. He would try this experiment again, and luckily, the tablet did not burn up. The earliest tablet only had some applications on it and worked on a primitive form of binary. Yes, Ben Franklin also invented binary. Sadly, because he was the only one with the tablet, he could not communicate or Facebook with anyone else. So he put it aside and focused on other projects. It was not until the early 20th century that Steve Jobs would find the tablet and structure it to today's standards.
The creation of Ben Franklin's tablet marked the conception of the object that perfectly symbolizes our current time and place today. While Franklin's tablet and tablets of today bear no physical resemblance, nor can they technology has not changed, the tablet is an object of our desire to have instantaneous power and access to anything at our fingertips. Back in Franklin's day, the power and access simply meant channeling electricity. Today is no different. The tablets are just more fully realized with more power, unthinkable, endless possibilities. The key point is that all the power and potential to feed our desire for information and connection is at our fingertips. Our society runs at a fast pace, therefore these tablets must be portable. In the near future, I predict that every child in the world will have a tablet they can use. Tablets will replace books, computers, and even classrooms. Everything can be done through our tablets. 400-page textbooks will now be at our fingertips. Our society has brought us up with the idea that being efficient and productive is key for success. The tablet not only gives us the opportunity to be more productive, but they also grant us the leisure of accessing tons of information within seconds. Even our phones are mini tablets. In the future, who knows how the next wave of technology will find a way to be more successful. For now, though, Ben Franklin's tablet, the first manifestation of the tablet concept, is the ultimate symbol for our current place and time.